nowhere to be. Paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange, the range, cast. Lord Travis Shabazz, free at last.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontline, second of the 4 o'clock public affairs hours on KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. Today's hour will be dedicated to discussing the immigrant rights movement and the upcoming May 1st Day of Action. We'll start the show with Liz Sun Wu, coordinator of MeWon, the Multi-Ethnic Immigrant Workers Organizing Network based here in Los Angeles. Then we'll have Jesse Diaz, organizer for the March 25th Coalition and one of the principal organizers for the upcoming May 1st general strike. And finally, we'll be joined by Jose Jax Medina and Marta Sanchez, longtime organizers in the immigrant rights, Mexicano, and Chicano movement, currently living in Mexico City, where they're working with a coalition of independent unions that's calling for a national strike on April 28th in solidarity with the May 1st Day of Actions here in the U.S. Thank you for joining us on Voices on the Front Lines, and we'll be right back with Liz Sun Wu of MeWon.
Turn trite life to lavish, political prisoners set free, stress free, no work release, purple and threes and jet skis, feel the wind breeze in West Indies, I make Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to willies, it's down foul, but every girl I meet it go downtown.
We now like to welcome Liz Sun Wu to the show. Liz is the coordinator from MeWon, the Multi-Ethnic Immigrant Workers Organizers Network. MeWon is a multi-ethnic, multi-industry network of immigrant workers-based organizations. The organizations in MeWon include the Garment Worker Center, the Filipino Worker Center, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, CHIRLA, and the Korean Immigrant Workers Alliance. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Hello.
Liz, let's start off. A couple weeks ago, I was with a meeting at MeWon that was organized by MeWon, and many of the grassroots progressive organizations of color were there. Where, you know, MeWon was calling for a march toward downtown in the heart of Pico Union, going east toward Los Angeles, which we supported. But as I understand, a week ago, another coalition, mainly led by the Archbishop and other forces in the cities, called for a countermarch, essentially, and are diverting the march going west to hit the national news. And as I understand, MeWon has decided to support that march. What happened there? Why did MeWon agree to cancel the march?
Basically, I think we had always been working with the We Are America coalition, and so we had decided to. And basically, we're made up of 5 partner organizations, as you mentioned, and you know, weighing a lot of different things, we decided to go with the We Are America coalition and march toward La Brea. And so we had actually always had decided to meet at MacArthur Park in the later afternoon, which is, you know, what our members told us it would be, that time would be better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the end, there were so many factors, but we decided to go west.
You know, obviously, for me, I mean, given that these are very powerful forces, I'm assuming this coalition includes Archbishop, the AFL, I'm assuming a lot of forces inside the Democratic Party. And, you know, why would we have a march of 500 people going west, I mean east, while, you know, 30 or 40,000 people headed east? Clearly, from a point of view, I would have also decided to move and made the same decision. But given that a lot of the messaging that this coalition has been putting out, which is a very strong, you know, pro-U.S. flag, pro, you know, white T-shirt, you know, kind of leave your politics at home politics. We at the center, you know, and the BRU are going to mainly have we're trying to have an open border contingent where we're encouraging people actually to bring their own national flags. Yes. What's MeWon planning to do inside that broader coalition?
For us, I think it's about expressing our culture and expressing the pride we have and what we bring to the United States. So I think for us, you know, definitely I think nationally, you know, wearing the white T-shirts is kind of what folks are calling for. But I think within MeWon, we're definitely encouraging people to express their, you know, where they're coming from and their cultures. And we definitely aren't going to force people to carry American flags or anything like that.
Hi, Liz. This is Eric Mann. How are you?
Good. Hi, Eric.
Great. I mean, we're trying to get it at the core of a dilemma that I think you share. As you said, you're not going to try to force people to carry American flags, but there's strong pressure to do so. Let's talk about demands. The cardinal and the archbishop, the AFL and so forth, what are they asking for and what are you asking for?
I mean, I think there's basically this coalition is a loose coalition. I think we're uniting around one common thing is to basically defend ourselves against the attack against immigrant workers and to stop any national legislation that is an attack on immigrants. So that's our common thing, and I think our analysis, you know, whether it's the unions or the cardinal or whatever, we all have different analysis, I think. And for me, Juan, it's really important that we view legalization just as a piece of a larger issue for social justice, and that, you know, for us, it's really, really important to talk about legalization, but in the context of what, you know, and in the context of this larger political system and global system. So for us, I think there's certain messages that, you know, people are trying to send to Washington, D.C., you know, specific to what's happening right now and all the different committees that are discussing these immigration proposals. But I also think there's messages that we're and discussions we're having within our communities that I think is, you know, just as important. So I think we're trying to, like, make that balance because we understand that, you know, folks who are doing work in D.C., like, there's some stuff going on there. But MeOne's focus is mainly on, you know, creating and continuing the momentum that's been happening around in immigrant communities to self-mobilize and to bring ourselves inject ourselves into the national discussion.
Well, I think let me just clarify something. I mean, we're trying to understand that there's a broad united front, but not all the same forces have the same objectives, right? For instance, we at the Strategy Center oppose the McCain-Kennedy bill.
Right.
Do you? And I just want to explain to our listeners why, you know, and then you can go into the McCain-Kennedy bill, for instance, forces virtually every undocumented immigrant to register. And if you just saw recently, the Office of Homeland Security is now really the head of immigrant policy in the United States. So they just had a raid on a corporation led by the Office of Homeland Security. So if everybody has to register first, and then they're divided according to this, you know, liberal, why we hate liberals bill, into three different categories of less and more deserving immigrants, depending on how many years you've been in here. Some of them have to go back to Mexico. Some have to go back to Mexico to register and can come back. Some are allowed to stay. But meanwhile, people that will be all plugged into the database, people will have to pay a $2,000 fine. Mm-hmm. So when the Democrats say that we don't want punitive action towards immigrants, this is very punitive. And this is not a policy of amnesty.
Right.
So where does MeOne come down, or where does your own organization come down on this? Because one view says, well, McCain-Kennedy is better than Sensenbrenner. Well, yeah, you know, so what? I should take that more seriously. And the other says, no, we should vote no on both and put out a clear amnesty proposal.
Right.
What's your view?
Well, our view is that we don't see the current compromises in the Senate as being amnesty. And I think we want to be very clear to our own communities that even though maybe the mainstream media or folks in D.C. are calling it amnesty or legalization, that that's not the case. And true amnesty is a general amnesty, and I think that's what we would push for. And also realizing that anything that happens right now in the Senate has to be merged with the Sensenbrenner bill, which, you know, was passed in the House. So, you know, for us, like, we really call for a general amnesty, and we call for nothing to happen in the Senate in terms of any of these bills this year.
Liz, one of the things that, as you know, I came out of the student organizing during Prop 187, and a lot of the big educations for me happened on the streets, happened a lot in the schools, where I did see a lot of forces inside the Democratic Party, you know, basically squelch our message at one time, because I sort of naively thought, hey, great, you know, immigrants should have a full right to sit here in the United States or not. What has been, at this moment, what is the unity of the much more broader coalition toward all these bills?
I mean, I think here in I think it's different throughout the country, but it seems to me like obviously there's folks who have been working on the McCain-Kennedy bill for a while, but I also think that even those folks at this point in the game, like there's a lot of compromises that McCain and Kennedy have made beyond what I think all of the groups here in LA and a lot of the national groups are willing to make. So I think we're at a stage right now where there's very little input that they're taking from community groups around the country or even, you know, advocacy groups around the country. And pretty much I think a lot of what's happening right now is just, you know, a lot of things between senators and their staffs. And at this point right now, we don't know what's going to happen with these compromises. So,
well, I think that one of the things that's, you know, coming out of the black civil rights movement of the 60s, that one of the things was very interesting is that at the grassroots level, you would have tremendous radical demands coming from people that understood a kind of structural need. Then you have, of course, the March on Washington, which was an amazing march, but then you had the NAACP, the Urban League, the more conservative forces. SNCC was not allowed to even give its speech in the United Front, but had its speech edited by Ed Rustin. Malcolm X called it the farce on Washington because he said it was a U.S. government inspected march where U.S. black people were going to go into D.C. and then be sent home before nightfall. I'm worried that this is becoming, in some ways, a farce in Los Angeles, that we start with a tremendous immigrant rights movement that had a tremendous spontaneous character to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, the disc jockeys, who were very, very good on the first march, start saying to people, which we'll get to later, don't have a general strike on May 1st. You came to the United States to work. Don't come to the United States not to work. Then people with Mexican flags are told, no, take your Mexican flag down and wear an American flag. Then you have the so-called advocacy groups who represent no one going to Washington, acting like they're important, cutting deals with Kennedy and, you know, who don't, as you say, they're not even listening to the advocacy groups, and they shouldn't, in my opinion. And then the grassroots groups like yourself, who are doing great work, you know, end up in a march in which it's going to be hard even for your voice to be heard, even though you've been on the front lines for all these years. Do you think there's a problem? I'm not trying to put... I think there's a serious
well,
problem.
Put it
here.
That way. No, I'm kidding. Definitely, I mean, I think right now it's just because of all the momentum that's built and because of the spontaneous actions on March 25th and the actions around the whole country. And, you know, we've heard about actions happening spontaneously in all these small towns. Like, you know, there were a lot of folks who couldn't come to Central L.A., but... who decided to do all these actions of 50 to 100 people in these small towns throughout California. So I think there's a lot of momentum there, and I think a lot of organizations you know, are really trying to continue that momentum and mobilize folks into an organizational structure. But for us, you know, It's really about, like, focusing again back on workers and focusing in on the low-wage immigrant workers in Los Angeles. And how can we, you know, bring them to the table and make sure that it's not all the heads of these organizations making these decisions or, you know, putting out the messages, but that it's actually our leadership. And, you know, at the same time, while we, you know, I think the mobilizations are amazing, how do we also push our own communities to, like, think beyond this legalization battle? Because, you know, our fear is that in December or even the next couple of weeks when, you know, whatever happens in D.C. happens, that, you know, what we want folks to just keep going. And, obviously the struggles are much, much longer than this congressional year.
And you're having your own, in terms of your own independence, though, aren't you calling an actual convening of your own before it merges into the large march?
Yes.
Could you explain that to us? Because we want to be part of that.
So basically, as you know, MeOne's been sponsoring May 1st Action since 2000, and we are having our own contingent mobilize on Parkview, which will be closed off near, you know, right on the west side of MacArthur Park, between 7th and Wilshire. So we're going to have all of our folks mobilize there. We definitely encourage other people who our allies and friends to come out, and we're going to be having tons of art and music. We, you know, as MeOne always is, like, we're very, very diverse in terms of our ethnic groups and cultures. So we're going to be expressing that before the march begins.
And what time should people meet you there?
At 3 p.m.
And you're saying all flags are welcome?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll be having, I mean, you know, I was just talking to Manuel, but, you know, there's going to be a number of flags, and we're going to be having flags that kind of share the principles of MeOne, which have to do with, you know, dignity and justice and respect and these other things that we're going to be having. So look for all the colors, and you'll find us.
Well, thanks so much, Liz. This was great, and we will urge everybody to understand that this broad united front, everybody, especially the KPFK listeners, need to come. Why don't you join the MeOne delegation, and then you can be part of the broader United Front that's going to be marching for immigrant rights on Monday, May 1st, starting at 3 o'clock.